This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area will create insecurity in the region. Rouhani says he plans to present at the United Nations a regional cooperation plan for peace. On Saturday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized President Donald Trump's plan to send additional U.S. military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, saying it is the administration's latest attempt to circumvent Congress. Protesters in Hong Kong vandalized a subway station and defaced a Chinese flag Sunday during another weekend of pro-democracy demonstrations. Thousands also rallied inside a shopping mall in Sha Tin. Protesters later built a barricade across the street and set it on fire. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse some of the protesters. Meanwhile, Hong Kong has cut back rail and bus access to its airport in a move designed to avoid an anti-government protest at one of the busiest airport hubs in the world. This traveler arrived early for her flight, only to learn that it was delayed until the next day.
But we did actually book the trip before we knew about the protest. So, to be honest, if I had have known about the protest, I wouldn't have booked to come here.
On Saturday, police fired tear gas at demonstrators who vandalized a light rail station. The World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it has been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. Officials in East and Central Africa are on an Ebola high alert. They are seeking to avoid the spread of the disease that has experienced an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. From Washington, this is VOA News. Gunshots could be heard and tear gas was fired Saturday in Cairo while police checkpoints were erected across the city. It's in response to a series of continued protests against the government of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Fresh off a worldwide climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that youth are united and unstoppable.
But first of all, it's an enormous pleasure to be a keynote listener when we can listen to meaningful things like the ones we heard. And indeed, I've been more times keynote speaker than keynote listener, but that is one of the problems of world leaders, is that they talk too much and they listen too little.
Guterres also credited young people with changing him from a pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. Denmark's official in charge of climate matters says his country hopes to set an example for the world with an ambitious scheme to cut carbon emissions by 70% in little more than a decade. But it has no illusions that it can have a meaningful impact on global warming by itself. The plan will be unveiled at tomorrow's UN climate change meeting. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to defend himself against an intelligence official's complaint, which repeatedly alleges he urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a series of tweets Saturday, President Trump calls his conversation with Ukraine's president perfectly fine and routine. He describes the whistleblower's accusation as partisan and directs attention to suggestions his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani has made that former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter's business dealings in Ukraine should be investigated. For his part, Biden told reporters in Iowa Trump is abusing his power.
He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? If that's what happened.
And he adds,
I'm calling the president to release the transcript of the call. Let everybody hear what it is. Let the House see it and see what he did.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The cleanup is underway in Albania after a 5.8 magnitude earthquake hit the country's capital, Tirana. The defense ministry says it was the most powerful quake to hit Albania in the last 30 years. Records could be broken at the 2015 Emmy Awards by Game of Thrones and Veep star Julie Louis-Dreyfus. The HBO fantasy saga already has the most awards for a show in one season, 12, and is competing in seven categories tonight. I'm Jim Bertel.